she drunk it?
No.
Okay, then.
Tonight, Clark's on the landing.
She drunk it.
Party on the patio. Y'all come if you can. Let's see what's happening as far as traffic is concerned. We go to Kathleen England. What's out there?
What was that? Eastbound 40. We're heavy now from Long to Boone's Crossing and slow again from Mason through Lindbergh. Westbound 40 looking pretty good right now from Hampton through Hanley. Eastbound 44 a little slow approaching 270. Westbound 270 traffic is heavy from West Florissant to the Interbellum. Westbound 5570, we're slow approaching we're slow from 64 approaching the Poplar. Then it's a steady run crossing the bridge heading into downtown. I'm Kathleen England. That's your Skyview traffic on the new Mix 93.7.
The world at large. We look at it from the eyes of Miss Margie Elizar.
The news is brought to you by Quick Trip, where the gasoline and everything else you buy is unconditionally guaranteed. The cremated remains of John F. Kennedy Jr. will be scattered this morning on the waters off Martha's Vineyard. There are reports that his wife and her sister will also be buried at sea. Kennedy family members will view the ceremony from a Navy destroyer. President Clinton will attend a private mass for John F. Kennedy Jr. and his wife tomorrow in New York. Mr. Clinton says the extraordinary search and recovery effort following JFK Jr.'s plane crash was justified because of the Kennedy family role in our national lives.
I'm with that.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. I saw him say that the other day.
It sparks a little bit of debate, though.
It does, I know, especially from the younger folks who are not familiar with what all the Kennedys have done over the years.
Why are we spending this amount of money?
Yeah.
We wouldn't do this if this was just, you know, any other person who was in a single-engine plane who happened to plunge into the ocean.
Yeah.
But Mr. Clinton says because of the impact the Kennedys have had on this nation, that this needed to be done.
Applause.
Minority contractors will meet this evening to decide whether they will go through with a shutdown of Highway 40 tomorrow morning. The Minority Contractors Association is demanding an increase in minority hiring on state highway projects. Governor Mel Carnahan believes there is a chance that an agreement can be reached between the contractors and the Missouri Department of Transportation. Mr. Carnahan met with MOCAN and members of the St. Louis Clergy Coalition yesterday. He says he remains committed to increasing the roles of minority contractors on highway projects. And just FYI, the Missouri Department of Transportation also is preparing for what they say will be the final shutdown of Interstate 70 this summer. MoDOT will be closing the interstate in both directions at West Florissant tomorrow night. The weekend closure will be in place so that crews can remove the northbound section of the West Florissant Bridge. Motorists advised to use Interstate I-70 and Highway 40 as alternatives. The shutdown is part of the ongoing I-70 improvement project. It's a little confusing because it got the I into one, you know. Okay, then. 7:13, 13 minutes after 7. It is 83 degrees. I'm Margie Ellisor. That's the news as I know it on the new Mix 93.7.
Slang, what might be happening in the world of sports from your vantage point?
Well, it's brought to you by Ameritech. In a world of technology, people make the difference. The Cardinals were 1-0 losers to the Reds in Cincinnati last night. They got only one hit, and the Reds just got a solo home run from Pokey Reese to account for the one run. As the Reds win this one, they'll play one more this afternoon in Cincinnati before moving on to Colorado. Lance Armstrong is still the leader of the Tour de France. He finished in respectable fashion in yesterday's 16th stage. Only four more to go as they'll wrap up in Paris on Sunday. Armstrong still leading by over 6 minutes, is the overwhelming favorite to win the event. In football, the Rams are headed to Macomb, Illinois. The rookies report for training camp beginning today, while Sean Elliott to the San Antonio Spurs, the club, of course, that won the NBA title this year, apparently needs a kidney transplant, a condition he knew about going into the finals. However, he kept it private as long as possible, but now he does need the surgery. His career may be over, but if he does get the procedure, if a suitable donor is found, then perhaps with conditioning and rehabilitation, he can resume his NBA career. And with the new Mix 93.7 Sports, I'm Steve Schlanger.
All right, we got lots coming up this 7 o'clock hour. An opportunity for you to win tickets going to see Tom Petty. It's coming Saturday over Riverport Amphitheater. We got Hollywood headlines coming up in a moment. Also, got some great guests coming in. Jay Medicine Hat doing his comedy out at Art Vila's Comedy, etc. He'll be in here in a little bit. Also, Jennifer A. Church, I believe is the way you say Jennifer's last name, from the Dairy Council. Going to tell us about how good milk is at any time of day, daggone it. Put that milk mustache on, let people know you dig in the milk. I'm just thinking, why don't we just do it now?
Do what?
Just go real quick. 969-9370 on Missouri side, 399-9370 on the Illinois side. Ninth caller, Tom Petty tickets, come and get them.
At Saturn, our way is simple. Build a great car, make it easy for people to buy it.